Towards the end of the war, all prisoners that my organization had taken seemed to be glad because they had been in battle so long, shifted from other countries down and concentrating against the Allies from the West until they just wore out, and they seemed to be very proud. So I can't comment too much on their morale. That's just about all I know.
What about General Patton? I know everybody says he was a great
General
leader.
Patton was one of the finest generals, and I think he's gone down in history of being so that's ever been known.
How long were you stationed under him?
I was in Fort Benning, Georgia before World War II come on, before the Japanese Pearl Harbor attack, with General Patton's organization. And then, unfortunately, he, when the war broke out with Germany, he went to North Africa with the 2nd Armored Division. And I stayed and been in training troops for a period of time. And then I was requested and was transferred to Camp Gordon, Georgia. And there I began training my own organization rather than troops to be reassigned to some other organizations. And lucky enough to go overseas with my own organization that I had trained.
And what kind of person was General Patton?
General Patton? Well, let me say this. As far as I'm concerned, he gave it everything he had. He was dedicated to the service. He was as good a man at heart as you will ever find, or he was as hard as you will ever find. It's just according to how the situation dictates itself.
Do you remember any specific instances in which you were around him and you noticed, you know, what a great leader he was, or, you know, any things that he has done, you know, that you saw and that you thought, you know, you admired him for?
Well, I know several, but I'm not going to comment too much on them, but there's one particular one that I do want to comment on that I won't ever forget. It was in France. He come back to our command headquarters, our CP, and he went inside the building, the headquarters building, and his chauffeur stayed outside with their vehicle. And the Germans throwed a round of artillery in that area and killed his chauffeur. He come out of that building. He was mad. And of course, he said what he was going to do. And sure enough, he done it. He ordered all armored divisions in the Army Corps there to attack. And it wasn't very long till we made an attack. we kept moving. So that broke that stalemate right there. We accomplished a mission by him concentrating and in that area, and we made a breakthrough and taking care of the situation. I'm not going to get any further into that.
Did he help the morale of the soldiers?
Oh yeah, everybody around him had a high morale.
And everybody respected him and got
of course, everybody knows if some situations along towards the end of the war, but I'm not going to comment on them. They might have been justified.
And what about the Jews and the concentration camp? Did you come in contact with any of these?
Not personally, I didn't come in contact with any of them, but I did observe movement, transferring them from concentration camp to other localities. I remember one thing, one time something kind of touched me. I seen a situation where they were transporting them, a bunch of them, by train, and they were in what I call cattle cars, wood strips on the sides, and they were standing up. And they're so thick till they didn't have room to sit down. A train was moving. Of course, it was stopped up the track somewhere on the above there. But that was a pitiful situation. But I can't say much about that. I wasn't close hand. The authorities that taking care of that was there.
Do you have any maybe memorable events that happened during the war that sticks out in your mind? Or how were the attitudes, what were the attitudes and feelings toward vets after the war when you came home?
Oh, the attitude towards World War II veterans, everywhere I've been, and that's many, many places, whether it be traveling or work. And I put the next 30 years after the war with the U.S. government and civil service, and I met many, many veterans and other people. And the morale was always high, very good. And I had no complaint whatsoever, no way.
Did you have, like, ceremonies, recognizing the soldiers, or parades like you see? Sometimes, did y'all have like any of that kind of stuff, welcoming the troops home?
Well, I'm sure there were. Everybody you seen wanted to welcome them back here. And, they were treated very well.
And the time
them days wasn't like it was later on down the line, in the later years.
And the time that you spent in the hospital, what was it like there? The morale was still high?
Yeah. Now, I was hospitalized after I was wounded in McCloskey General Hospital in Temple, Texas, in a 5,000-man patient capacity hospital for handicapped people missing limbs. And it was pathetic to see new people coming in from the combat zones, when they first arrived, how down and out they were, and after they were there a few days, how the morale would build and how happy they would get, just like joining a family. Some of them, I remember some had come in battered up, maybe both arms off, both legs off. They didn't want to live. But that was just a short time after it happened. But when they got there with a bunch of people that was already there, and some been there a while, and it all united and jolly and just a one big family, they'd start working on these new people coming in. They didn't treat them or petting them. They'd make them good and mad, and then start being good to them. And most all of them would change within a few days and join the family. So it was nice. I'll never forget when I left there. I had got to the point to where I liked to have a boss, well, I hate to leave.
Did y'all have like any entertainment or, you know, like sometimes, like, I remember someone were saying, you know,
there was
like
something doing all the time. You could almost have a choice of what you like to see. Entertainment, people coming to entertain the soldiers.
Like what kind of entertainment?
Well, I couldn't describe it, no particular one, but a lot of entertainments. And they'd have religious entertainments, singings, just numerous things.
Did you have, what did most of the guys do during the day and night? Were they just go to entertainment shows or whatever? Or did you have, like, radios that people listened to? I mean, was it like everybody sat around and talked, or?
They had recreation rooms, several of them. Now you can go and sit around and talk if you wish. You had a theater right there in the hospital. You could go see a show. It was nothing short. There was something doing all the time if you wanted to enjoy it. You just almost take your choice.
And so when you... So you was in the hospital in Texas, how did you get back to Alabama?
I rode a train back. I come the Southern Pacific. I went out to Houston from Temple and down the coast to New Orleans, and from New Orleans into Birmingham, from Birmingham to Anniston.
And then you decided to... And then you decided to get to work for the government?
And after I was home about 3 days, I went to work at the Anniston Army Depot. It was known then as Anniston Ordnance Depot. But I had come home on leave prior to me getting discharged, and went visiting to see if they had any job they could offer me. And at that particular time, the depot was under contract with a civilian concern, which is Chrysler Corporation. And they hired me in when I went down there. On the third day that I was home. And this was first part of July. Seemed to me like it's a fifth or something like it. Anyway, Chrysler contract was up on the third day of September, in which the government taken back over. And of course at that time the government taking me over. and I stayed with them for the next 30 years. And I hardened as an automotive mechanic. I worked at that for about 3 months, and then I transferred into supply. At that point, I taken over supply for my organization, supplying every kind of part that the Army needed for tanks, small arm weapons, automotive vehicles. It didn't make no difference. And I become chief of that division, which I remain the next 29 years as division chief for Shop Supply until I retire. Had many chances to transfer for higher jobs, but I turned them down because I want to stay here close to home, where I'm going home, until I retire.